Who's next is Lex the Archer, who has, as you will hear in a moment, she actually has lost her voice. And
no!
So I spoke with her earlier to hear what she could do. She's basically going to be whispering the entire thing because she really didn't want to drop. Unlike certain other people I can think of who did drop this week, whose names we're going to try not to mention until unless we do.
We may mention by lack of mentioning them.
Yes, but so even before we start listening, Lex deserves kudos just for submitting.
Yeah, awesome sauce. Let's go listen.
Why is that? It's just a button. Why is that? It's just a button. Why is that? It's just a button. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? What about a frog? What about a frog? What about a frog? Who said that? Who said that? Who said that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Who ever saw a red button in nature? There you are, walking along the Appalachian Trail, and you come across a red button. Is that what you're saying? Whoever saw a red button in nature? There you are, walking along the Appalachian Trail, and you come across the red button. Is that what you're saying? Whoever saw a red button in nature? There you are, walking along the Appalachian Trail, and you come across a red button. Is that what you're saying? You think you'd be put in charge of something important like that? You think you'd be put in charge of something important like that? You think you'd be put in charge of something important like that? Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself.
Go.
There, I had to unmute myself. Sorry. Lex! Oh, my poor dear Lex. I sympathize with your pain. Kudos to you for submitting something in that state of, shall I say, vocal hell. That said, actually, I kind of liked the really hushed tone that you ended up having to do. It felt very conspiratorial sometimes, or very, very secretive. Having seen this play on stage, that was a really nice touch. I thought it was kind of cool. Not only that, but the whispering, I'm just going to call it whispering, that you did through all of your lines actually gave them a consistency through all of the different takes, so that they're all pretty interchangeable with each other, which as a mixer, that is brilliant. I know I can take whatever, you know, interpretation of the line you came up with, and I know they'll match with anything else that you've sent me in that state. So I actually, I'm sorry if it was very, very hard this week, but it was actually really nice. You used pauses and inflections very well to create the differences. There was some lack of emotional delivery I felt in places, but you know that's happens when you can't fully use your voice. Russ, what did you think?
I think, first of all, you basically nailed it. Lex, you were this felt to me almost as though we were asking you to dance, but by the way, first we're gonna tie your knees together before you do. And you still managed to do something reasonably respectable. Yes, obviously you were missing some of the ability to put different kinds of emotion into the voice, but you still managed to do what we asked and come up with different takes. You had to use just a little bit of inflection and a lot of timing. One problem that I did notice, and this is something that I'd called you on if you submitted this to me for a production. When you got to the line, "Who said I did?" you never actually said that line. You said three times, you said, "Who said that?"
Oh, yeah, I saw that. You always
want to make sure, even if you do ad lib a little bit, which is not bad and often encouraged, you want to make sure you always get at least one verbatim take in there.
I was gonna let it go, but I guess giving my personal track record in the past, I would have originally said the same thing. So yeah, I get it. I was about to call you out and saying leave her alone, but yeah. That's true. Sorry.
But you know, that's about the worst thing I have to say about this. I think especially, I'm so glad you did submit. So glad you didn't drop from this. Unlike some people I'm not going to mention. So massive applause on that. You did a nice job with it. And I'm pleased with this.
Woo!
So we can now move on to 11 Linda, who is going to be doing the, I believe, let me just double check on that. Yeah, she's going to be doing the other set of lines from the same scene that Leave Me Alone did. So those of you wondering what was going on there will now hear the other part of it.
And you can mix it on your own.
Yes. Because we're not going to.
Yeah. I think Daddy got lost. Daddy can't worry about us and Mom at the same time, and I think she needs more help than we do. If he's still looking for her. No, I think we can, the ohmmeter says we're only a few miles from the highway. 5, I think. I wasn't paying attention when Dad said. And there's 5 miles of highway after the turn off. 104 minus 5, I think we only have a couple of miles. We can ride our bikes that far. I think Daddy got lost. Daddy can't worry about us and Mom at the same time. And I think she needs more help than we do. If he's still looking for her. No. I think we can. The ohmmeter says we only have a few miles from the highway. 5, I think. I wasn't paying attention when Dad said. And there are 5 miles of highway after the turnoff. 104 minus 5. I think we only have a couple of miles. Maybe we can ride our bikes that far.
I think Dad got lost. Dad can't worry about us and Mom at the same time. And I think she needs more help than we do. If he's still looking for her. No, I think we can. The ohmmeter says we only have a few miles from the highway. 5, I think. I wasn't paying attention when Dad said. And 5 miles of highway after the turnoff. 104 minus 5. I think we only have a couple of miles. We can ride our bikes that far.
11 Linda, this was very different, very interesting. We've now had 4... contestants, and not one of you has done the assignment the same way as any other. Now, what you did was you actually did your entire scene one way, then went back and did the entire scene another way, and then went back and did it a third way. That's not the way most people do it, although I have received scripts with the instructions that that was an option, that I could do the scenes that way. I guess that might be mixer's choice. It's not the way I'm used to mixing, so it would throw me off. There's some real disadvantages and advantages to doing it this way. The biggest disadvantage I noticed is that it's harder to tell that you're actually doing things differently. And your first two passes were relatively similar, except that what you did was you picked actually different interpretations of the scene completely rather than different interpretations on a per line basis. And you know, that might work out, might not. On the other hand, if the mixer says, you know, I like this particular interpretation, the director says, let's go with this interpretation, it's certainly a lot easier to mix this way. You can just line them up and fit them in with the others, as opposed to what I'm used to, which is listen to all three takes, listen to the take I selected for the previous line, and see which one works best. Can't quite do that this way. You're pretty much locked into doing it, picking it one interpretation completely, no mix and match. Some pickiness. All three times you said ohmmeter, not odometer. I did like that when you went to the third take, the personality you used was very different, and you actually changed the line, calling your father dad rather than daddy, which worked nicely. Mm-hmm. So this is a very different way of doing things. So what do you think, Meredy?
I was actually kind of glad to hear this way of recording, because I know it's I've heard it and done it myself a few more times in different productions. I think the advantage to doing it the way that Love and Linda did is that it helps you. Sorry.
Hey, this is audio. We expect sound somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Doctor Who fan, if you can't tell. I'm sorry about that. Anyway. But it helps you dive further into your character interpretation or your character's emotion. And find things that are there that you might not find if you are doing three different takes of one line and then skipping to the next and doing three different takes. It helps build that consistency. But at the same time, if the interpretations are too drastic or too big, too much difference from each other, there's a sentence in there somewhere. Then, yeah, it becomes a matter of, well, I like, you know, this voice or this feeling, and that's you're forced to stick with that take through the whole thing, because it becomes a little difficult to mix the other takes in. I will say that I will apologize. Is 11 Linda did get online and she asked me about doing multiple takes. And I just gave the blanket answer of, well, as long as they're different from each other, whatever you want to do. And I probably should have given you more detail. So I apologize for that. I am a jerk. Please don't hate me. but all that aside, I think it was a... It was a nice consistency through each take. It was a nice emotional delivery. It was a nice demonstration of past lessons, I think, of the stuff that we've gone through so far. And obviously they were different from each other, so you did accomplish the task that we set out, I think. But, and yeah, it's odometer. It's okay. I get in trouble for that a lot in theater. Saying things with the wrong pronunciation. All right. I think that was it for me.
Okay, and we're almost done here. We only have one left. Yes, those of you listening, I know we were supposed to have seven. We only have five tonight because we had two drops.
You're just going to keep harping on that, aren't you?
Oh, but I'm not going to mention the name. But let's not get that away. Let's go right on.
They're never going to live that down, those poor people.
Yeah, they deserve it. And we're going to listen to Skywish, who did submit.
I feel like I'm missing something. Herbert, I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like I'm missing something. Herbert, I think I'm missing something. I feel like I'm missing something. Herbert, I think I'm missing something. No, there's something missing. No, there's something missing. No, there's something missing. There's something else, Herbert. There's something else, Herbert. There's something else, Herbert. That's it. That's it! That's it! Our child! We're missing our child! Our child. We're missing our child. Our child! We're missing our child! We have the groceries, but not our child. Are you sure he's not in here? Little Herbie! We have the groceries, but not our child. Are you sure he's not in here? Little Herbie! We have the groceries, but not our child. Are you sure he's not in here? Little Herbie!
Oh.
Skywish! Oh, I'm glad somebody got to do the script. I was very interested to hear people's interpretation of the different lines because this is also a theater production that I've seen done. And you did a very nice job. I really enjoyed all of your takes. They all had the same consistency of the character, but they all had different changes in pacing and inflection and emphasis that really, I mean, as a mixer, it was like a smorgasbord. I could... A tasty smorgasbord, I guess I should say, where I could pick out all these different takes and put them all together and know I could really craft how I wanted the progression of the story to go. So it was great. I really don't have anything to say. I thought you did a good job. There was one take, I think it was the very first line, where Herbert, I think I'm missing something. You used a different word. I think you said, Herbert, I feel like I'm missing something. But again, for most producers, as I think was mentioned before, for most producers, as long as you have at least one take that is the way that it was originally written, a lot of producers are open to hearing, you know, adjustments in takes, but you corrected yourself too. So as a mixer, I wouldn't see it as a problem. Yeah, that's all I have to say. It was a lot of fun to listen to, and now I want to mix this.
unfortunately, we didn't get the other set of lines.
Oh, why didn't we get the other set of lines?
Well, I don't know. We assigned them to somebody. They just never came in.
Do you think maybe somebody dropped?
I know. It's...
It's such a jerk. What are your thoughts on this?
I thought overall a very nicely done job, a relatively consistent feel throughout, with a nice wide range. If I wanted to get picky, I'd notice on the first take, and this is where I started getting a little bit nervous on the very first take of the first line, where the direction said suddenly panicked, but you didn't. But it's okay because you did on the second take. So if I were doing that, if I were mixing this and I wanted that a lot, I would say, okay, great, not a problem. I've got one take I like. On the other hand, I might say, let me try it how the other way. So that's what we're looking for. A set of takes that we can choose from, and depending on if they ever submit, the other set of lines comes in, we can figure out what will work best. So overall, just not an awful lot to say, but it was a nice job.
As you can tell, both Russ and I do a bit of mixing. And I think a strong pet peeve amongst mixers is mixers and producers, I guess, really, is having cast members suddenly disappear.
Yes.
I think that's why we keep bringing it up. I think that's why Russ keeps bringing it up.
cast members disappearing or takes not coming in with enough range that we can choose from. Those are the big things. and of course, as mixers, we have remedies. Recasting. Is one thing.
That's the first remedy.
That's the first remedy, generally, for people who don't submit at all. And the other one is
funny. We don't try to fix the problem. We just throw out the part and buy a new one.
Well, that's when the part drops off and falls behind us on the road. We have to. The other thing is, if we felt that, going through and mixing, that none of the takes would work, then we'll do something. We'll actually do direction. We'll actually come back and get back to you and give you directorial notes and want you to respond to them. And that's what the next challenge is going to be. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the results. So once again, this was a difficult one to rank you guys. And since we're down to only five of you, just even being at the bottom of this group is really not bad.
I don't think that because of numbers, you guys are actually all really good.
Yeah, but we had to stick somebody at the bottom, unfortunately, just to do this. So who do you think won for you tonight, Meredy?
Skywish.
Skywish did a very, very nice job here. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of trouble figuring out the others, so we're sticking Lex the Archer, 11 Linda, and Temporary Butterfly all on about the same level. I think we weren't exactly in agreement on how, but that's more or less the way we felt it worked out. You all had your pluses and your minuses.
And at the bottom is Leave Me Alone, All Alone, at the bottom. But understand, but again, do know that you guys all you girls.
Yes, we all have no girls. Guys. The guys all dropped and abandoned us.
Yeah, all right, girl power. Oh my gosh, I just dated myself. Okay.
Well, leave me alone. Leave me alone. What hurt you most was the voices. There will be a round where voices will be good. This is not the one.
It's safe to say, though, everybody in this round did accomplish the goal of this lesson. I think they all did accomplish it in one way, shape, or form.
Yes.
If everybody passed, I guess is what I'm saying. So it's cool.
You demonstrated that you understood the point, understood the lesson. Mm-hmm. And mixers will not be tearing their hair out when they receive your submissions.
Yeah. So kudos. Round of applause.
So let's now talk about what happens when, as you know, might have even occurred in some of these cases, where the mixers can't find a take they really like. The director doesn't really like any of your interpretations. If you're doing this, obviously, if you're doing this live theater, you know what's going to happen. You're going to get notes. The director's going to sit there at the end of the rehearsal and say, this was good, this was good, this was not, please change this. When you're sending stuff in, you'll find for most amateur voice acting productions, you will never get notes. Directors are just so grateful to receive any submissions that they will go ahead and mix them.
Or sometimes directors don't know how to give notes, or they don't know how to say what it is they want to do, and so they just never say anything.
Or they're afraid to.
Mm-hmm, that's
but, cool. But I think both of us have had the experience that most of our voice actors like getting notes because they want to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do in the next challenge is we're going to let you experience that. We're going to give you a short script, a short monologue. We're going to have you send in a take, and we're going to assign you guys to one of us. And you'll send in the take early.
One of us. Sorry.
You'll send in the take early. We will send you written notes of what we'd like you to change. And we will find at least something that we want you to change. And then we're going to have you send in retakes of your performance. Because we want to see how well you took into consideration what we said. And now the trick in taking direction is not only to make the adjustments that you were told to make, but to retain what you did well the first time.
Yes.
So there's two parts of that. One, keep the good stuff, and two, change the bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll be sending those out very shortly. As in, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to try not to go to bed before I send them out tonight.
We still need to find them.
Right. But yeah, all right. Or then I'll do it in the morning. But I will get them out to you as quickly as possible. Sometime tomorrow.
And, oh, sorry. I think what I was about to say, you already said. So I'm just going to be quiet.
Okay. So thank you all for listening. And have a good night.